As soon as they were gone, Elizabeth walked out to recover her spirits, or in other words, to dwell without interruption on those subjects that must deaden them more. Mr. Darcy's behaviour astonished and vexed her. "Why, if he came only to be silent, grave, and indifferent," said she, "did he come at all?" She could settle it in no way that gave her pleasure. "He could be still amiable, still pleasing, to my uncle and aunt when he was in town, and why not to me? If he fears me, why come hither? If he no longer cares for me, why silent? Teasing, teasing man! I will think no more about him." Her resolution was for a short time involuntarily kept by the approach of her sister, who joined her with cheerful look, which showed her better satisfied with their visitors than Elizabeth. "Now," said she, "that this first meeting is over, I feel perfectly easy. I know my own strength, and I shall never be embarrassed again by his coming. I am glad he dines here on Tuesday. It will then be publicly seen that on both sides we meet only as common and indifferent acquaintance." "Yes, very indifferent indeed," said Elizabeth laughingly. "Oh, Jane, take care." "My dear Lizzie, you cannot think me so weak as to be in danger now." "I think you are in very great danger of making him as much in love with you as ever." They did not see the gentleman again till Tuesday, and Mrs. Bennet in the meanwhile was giving way to all the happy schemes which the good humour and common politeness of Bingley in half an hour's visit had revived.